Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Six comedy podcast. Each and every episode of the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by Alex.
Hello. You said comedy?
Yeah.
Go on.
Is that...
I'm here too.
Liv.
Hello.
As always, I'm joined by you as well. How's things?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, and I'm Cam. We're down a player today.
Down a player.
Well, no, I mean, I said before, like, what if your power was just being in Japan?
That works.
Yeah.
Japan.
That's happening right now.
That's happening.
Jello's living the life.
Jello is out looking like the Revenant if you follow him on Instagram.
Oh, Christ. I was going to say, he's having, like, the Japanese, like, school field trip to the snow.
Yeah.
He's doing the end of Persona 4. He's living his best life.
That's living
the dream.
Aww.
I'm sure he's
I'm betting
there.
He's not, like, going into any caverns, getting stuck, and then going into a TV and fighting any monsters.
I'm sure, you know what, though? I'm sure he's making that joke, and no one there.
No one
gives a shit.
He's so mad that
they just
want
to
snowboard. That's it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, totally.
I saw his feet. He looks like he missed out on Osaka. He caught up with his partner over there.
Yeah, a couple mates.
And missed out on Osaka. And that's, like, the takoyaki place. That's where takoyaki comes from.
Rip.
Does J-Lo care about takoyaki?
I hope so.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Do you hope that he's disappointed?
I mean, I care. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Takoyaki's
good shit.
It's great shit.
Yeah. Can't eat every day, though.
It's okay.
Well, in this episode, each of us are going to talk about one mechanic or power from the world of video games. And at the end of the show, we're going to choose our favorite. And as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Gross.
Three-player mode. You ready?
You ready?
I always feel weird when games go like have a three-player mode because I'm like, what does that fourth screen look like? Is it the map? Is it?
Are we playing like weird like split screen three ways?
Yeah.
Like one person has more
like
screen
Cam
than
has
the other.
The half screen and we have the other two quarter screens.
Yeah.
Like Halo.
And then like when they give you each a quarter and then the other one's useless, you're like, what the fuck, man?
Or they black it out completely and it's like, well, fine.
What a waste of time.
Well, racing games, you have the map there. That's not so bad.
Hey, but, I brought a girl. What if one quarter of your screen was fucked? Like, just cause, you know? Like, what is...
Well, I wear glasses, so yeah.
Kinda.
Same
deal.
Yeah.
What's up? I brought the first game, and I hope you guys are okay with me going first. I apologize.
We'll let it go this time.
I brought the video game Guitar Hero.
It's a personal favorite of mine.
Mm.
Just all of them, I guess, when you think about it.
Just all of them. Now, usually we do make you pick a specific game. So I'm going to have to ask you, like, Rock the 80s, Van Halen.
Let's go Lego. Let's go Lego Rock Band.
Lego Rock Band. That's Lego Rock Band. It's a different thing.
Liv, you had a question?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, the mechanic in that game, and I'm kind of implying this in the world of video games in real life. What if those shitty plastic guitars actually played music?
First of all, they're not shitty.
They're shitty!
And you can get real plastic guitars.
You can get really good plastic guitars
later on.
The pro guitars were very good.
How good did you get a Guitar Hero?
Very fucking good. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's like my most hated game ever.
Whoa!
That's what I was trying to say earlier. It's like, you know how I say I'm bad at video games?
Uh-huh.
That game literally fucks me.
Sure. That plastic guitar
is up there. Like, that's it's, one. It's just deep. It's just deep.
Deep in
just
hate.
Yeah.
Was it like, is that what started your I'm bad at video games campaign?
No.
Okay.
I didn't touch Guitar Hero until relatively recently, so.
Because, like, just like anyone, you, like... You play a game like Guitar Hero, and you see the skill ceiling pretty quickly. But, I mean, you could just put it in easy mode. And it's so much... And you got to admit, so much easier tapping those little buttons and strumming that shitty plastic and going... than actually playing...
I can verify this.
Real guitar.
Personally.
Did you play guitar?
Yeah. I went there for a while.
Nice.
Still good at power chords. Don't ask me to do anything else.
Nice.
That's all you need.
Yeah, because that's all Guitar Hero is power chords.
Yeah.
I think I learned Stairway to Heaven or something in school.
Yeah.
But what if you could just do it with your Guitar Hero guitar and you're all good?
I mean,
I'm just magically good?
I mean, yeah, sort of, yeah.
Well,
I mean, you have essentially a super low ceiling compared to real guitar.
Real guitars, okay.
It's a lot less buttons or like
yeah, that's right.
finger placement to remember.
Yeah.
What was my thought? What does the sheet music look like? Yeah, well, what does the tablature look like for Guitar Hero?
It floats in front of you, and you can just got to press the buttons.
So I just have a fucking sick drug trip.
Yeah. You're saving trees. There's no paper. It's just no in paper. Front of you.
Great.
That's it.
In your eyeballs.
Yeah. Okay.
And you get that really trippy drug feeling after you're done playing where like everything starts like shifting downwards. And
I had that the other day and I haven't played Guitar Hero in months. I was literally riding my bike to work.
Oh, no.
And I think it was like...
You're probably looking at the floor.
Looking at the activity of the road coming towards me, just like the note highway. Yeah. And then I stopped at some traffic lights and the road kept coming towards me. I was like, oh, I got to sleep more.
Yeah.
Yeah. What up, RTX? yeah. I can get down on that.
I love it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the only embarrassing thing is getting up on stage, being incredibly good and expert at guitar, and having this really shitty, tiny little plastic thing.
Oh, I've done that. It's not a thing.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I've performed Guitar Hero in public before.
Oh, wow.
Like, you feel like a rock star?
Like, kind of. People, there was
band.
A...
That's rock band lift. You felt like a Guitar Hero.
There was a crowd. People saw me excelling at Expert, and it was
holy shit.
Helicopter by Block Party.
What year was this?
2000.
And when did you lose your virginity?
That was before that. Thank you very much.
Noise. Proud of you.
Thanks, Liv.
Good job. I thought you were going to say that night.
Shit, that would have been better.
Yeah.
She was in the front row.
I think I was with a girlfriend at the time. Anyway.
Wait, what was the situation here? I don't care about my girl anymore. Why did you play it live? Was I there?
No, but like they did an arcade release of Guitar Hero 3, remember?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I played it. And playing like people don't go out and play that game in Expert because they're really good and they just have it at home and play it at home.
That's right.
But I was like, hey, there's a Guitar Hero in this arcade. I wonder if I'm still really good at it.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, so you were the equivalent of like that person that goes up
DDR.
The Street Fighter or DDR.
Or DDR. Yeah.
Cabinet at the arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone says, man, that's impressive. I bet you they're a virgin at least.
Yeah, they watch you for a little, like a minute or two. Yeah, and they're like, go, oh no, I understand your life
now. I get it, yeah.
See, I feel like in that situation, you should just put a hat down on the floor next to you and then play extra. Oh, yeah. It's like, come on, this is entertaining.
Yeah,
right?
Just don't see your fire and flames because shit.
Yeah. Yeah, especially DDR. You're right, Liv. Like, it's just like you just put that down and be like, come on.
DDR is like more transferable as an actual talent than Guitar Hero.
Save the DDR talk next week. DDR.
Nice. God, I'm in. I personally don't give a fuck about guitars, so I don't know.
Well, what if it was like, you know, they did a Guitar Hero World Tour with like drums.
True.
Not rock band, huh?
And well, no, because he said Guitar Hero.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I didn't know they had other instruments.
Oh yeah, so World Tour had drums and bass, which was just a different type of guitar.
Except you could use one of the buttons.
Sorry, bass players.
Bass has less.
And vocals.
Bass players are the sexiest in bands, by the way.
Underrated. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah, strongly agree.
All right.
Sorry, is there a follow-up?
No, it's legit.
Go,
There was a pause there, and I was going to jump back in, and then everyone started laughing. I was confused.
Go for what you said.
I don't know. Drums are actually transferable, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you were drum skill.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Drums make sense.
Also, so it turns out, like, I've got the keyboard for not Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And that's just a real fucking keyboard.
Yeah.
So I feel like the only instrument that's not transferable outside of Guitar Hero is the guitar.
Yeah.
And bass.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean the microphone is literally just singing. I mean, you don't have to be that good.
You can
you don't even have to have the words. Yeah. Just make noise at the right pitch.
Yeah.
See, I like the idea of this because if I really want to get good at guitar, I could just smash a guitar up on stage. One, it's going to sound like, you know, tink, but then I could just go to Goodwill or, you know, whatever's nearby, Vinny's or some shit, Good Sammy's, and just be like, oh, yeah, cool, there's 1,000 other fucking guitars just sitting there ready to go. Let's shill it. Let's go nuts.
So how does the sound come out of the guitar?
Terribly.
Is it acoustic if I don't amplify it in any way?
No, I think it's like...
That would just sound like slapping plastic.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and suggest that in this alternate reality where the Guitar Hero guitar actually is a guitar, that it still makes that fucking...
Click.
Yeah.
Drove my dad absolutely insane.
Fair.
So good.
They're the worst. Like, how glad is everyone that plastic peripherals
I want to go
dead?
Home and play fucking Guitar Hero right now.
It's so bad.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, it's terrible. No, but I like it because, like, I mean... You could just, I mean, I think if you had got a Guitar Hero 3 guitar, because that's like what that, I don't know what the shapes of guitars are, I'm terrible at this, but like, it's like an electric guitar, right? Yeah, that's implied.
It's a very traditional guitar shape.
But I mean, just like the guitar in Guitar Hero, if you're playing an acoustic song, it's an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want. You just got to fucking strum that shitty plastic. Magic. It's magic.
Yeah.
So how do you pick the song that you're playing?
Well, I mean, you pick the song. You only have
So in my head, I can hallucinate the songs
available from Guitar Hero.
So you only have the catalog of Guitar Hero.
Yes.
It's a significant
catalog. Yeah, but how do you pick the songs?
Well, you just start playing.
Just start playing. So it's in your head and that's it.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, the notes start showing up and you're like, all right, here we go.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, if I had to remember a note chart from fucking memory, I'd be absolutely boned.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No, because it floats in front of you. You're all good.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
It's awesome.
But, like, yeah.
I love it. Because, I mean, would people consider you cheating at that point? Does it just kind of trivialize?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you the only one that can do it?
I mean,
like, are we just come back to this, like, is this a global thing or is this it's your weird. Ability?
How many people in the game, right? I don't know.
It's more impressive if it's just you versus everyone can do
this. Yeah, because if it was just you, then people would think you're a magician.
It's true.
I am, but go on.
I think you're the Guitar Hero, right?
Fuck off.
Wow, I heard everyone listening to this podcast right now sigh all over the planet.
All at once.
It was really weird. It
sounded really like a red note.
I know.
Weird.
You need to use a bathroom.
Brown note.
I love it. Well, on that bombshell,
fuck.
Let's head to the second game, which, Liv, you brought this one.
That's me.
And what game did you bring this fine time?
This fine time, I have brought a game called Monster Hunter World, which is recently on everyone's radars, I think.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
I made a character.
I like having a cat.
I've got two cats IRL. Is that the power?
No, sorry.
What if you just had
a
cat IRL? Because let me tell you some shit.
Yeah, what if your cat actually was bipedal and essentially your slave?
Oh, God, yes, please.
Shh, that's next week's power. No, so...
Save it, many slaves. Save it.
The power that I picked for this particular game this time round is what if the food that you ate gave you a boost?
Oh, yeah.
IRL.
So sure, IRL, you know, you eat food that's nutritious, blah, 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 gives you energy, whatever. But what if it gave you like an attack boost or a defense boost or if it helped you against the elements?
The elements. That's awesome.
I'm into it. Yeah.
So, can I like swim better or something? Like,
well, yeah, sure. So if I guess the food will...
I'm going too deep too quick. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You'd never swim too deep.
Never too deep. Oh. I like it.
You're yeah.
So depending on the type of meal that you have, it gives you a different type of boost.
Sure.
So say you have like very meat-based meal. Get some attack boost.
Yeah.
So you're better at attacking people. I don't know. I don't know what you guys do in your spare time.
I attack people. I go to the gym.
Mostly.
You know. So it can be, I guess, translated to other things in life. But I guess your actions, your outward actions are attacks,
all right.
And then defense would be just your reaction to things.
Sure. Well, I'm blanking entirely.
A thorn
in your paw? I'm about to put a thorn in your paw.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put a thorn in my paw.
No, not a thought, a thorn.
A thorn, yeah, that's what I said. A thorn in my palico's paw.
Do I have to be hungry?
No.
Because in that game, I just fucking chowed out. I'm like,
I mean, IRL, do you just eat whatever you feel like it, even if you're not hungry?
Usually.
Yeah, I do.
So there's
usually when I'm really down, I eat. Like,
you're a depression eater.
I'm a sad eater.
Fucking same.
So do I just like, is that like me getting my stats back up? Maybe that's what my body's thinking, that Monster Hunter World is already
a thing. And you're just trying to get your stats back up by eating when you're sad.
Yeah. Or like when I'm hungover.
Well, it doesn't make you happy. The food doesn't make you happy.
It just gives me elemental resistance.
Like, isn't there something I can mix in there to give me a happiness boost?
Option? Well, you put cocaine in it. I don't know. It's up to you.
Is cocaine canonical to the Monster Hunter world?
Probably.
Those fucking cats, man. I mean, it must
I don't know. There's so many weird bugs and shit in that game. I'm sure you can get something from a dinosaur claw or something. I don't know.
You've got a list there. Like, what are some other like possible options we've got for buffs here?
A veggie platter has elemental resistance.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Okay.
So I guess that's fire, water, earth.
So elemental
gas,
resistor.
I don't know.
Sure. Gas.
Resistance to gas.
That'd be all right
for me.
I can see a few places that are useful. No, like so, like water resistance, right? Like I go out in the rain. Well, I don't go out in the rain a lot, but sometimes I'm out in the rain on my bike. I'd get like water. I wouldn't get as wet riding home in the rain or something like that.
I mean, in the game, I assume it's resistance against
water attack?
Attacks. Attacks towards you that are based on fire water.
I often feel like the sky is attacking me with water.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, sure.
So that's definitely, that would be the translation, because it's not like humans have powers that are water-based, fire-based.
It's a shame I don't go home after lunch.
Yeah.
Because, I don't want to have like a giant meal at 4 o'clock in the afternoon before I go home.
Yeah. Because I'm sitting here thinking, fuck, I've taken a new route on my bicycle to work and back.
Mm.
And I get this now. It's like, it's really good because it's really gradual and it's a great view, but it's going to fuck off hill right before I get home. Mm. So it's like, it's absolutely killer. If I could up my stamina, that would be dope. And then just be like, oh, no, I'm all good.
Yeah, but hopefully that buff doesn't run out before you get to the hill, though.
That's right. Like 4:30 p.m., I'm going to have a giant fucking meal.
Yeah.
And then climb up this hill and ride my bike.
Uh-huh.
That sounds fine. I can do that.
Sure. I mean, it makes more sense for me in the morning. Like, if I know it's going to rain in the morning, I'll have something that's a water debuff. I don't know, like, when would I use the anti-fire one?
I don't know. Yeah. I was going to say, like, what about defense? Are you just going to go pick a fight after you have a giant meal and be like, yep, let's fucking go. And just, like, find someone at a bar and be like, you look like a dickhead.
With the elemental resistance, it's a general elemental resistance, so there's nothing specific for fire, water, or whatever. It's just a general one. So whatever elements you come up against will be...
So, like, I can just start walking through fire or something?
Party tricks.
Always.
Pull the party tricks on. Blah, blah, blah,
Wait. The Winter Olympics are on right now.
Uh-huh. Shit.
What if you took this
party tricks at Olympics?
Yeah, I was trying to
take the shore of the road. Yeah, yeah.
Make it relate, and the Olympics are on, so you know, I don't know. Snowboarders, could they use the water resistance or something?
Well, you just say like, hey, Michael Phelps, he's up to the plate and he's eating a lot of food. I don't know what he's doing, but he's about to jump in the. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Like, yeah.
And he dives in the water, and then
he can't dive into the water because it will just bounce off.
Yeah, just goes straight through it and starts running on the bottom. Like,
yeah. I was gonna say, like, if I have the water resistant stuff, does that mean like water is less hydrating for me now? Is that a problem?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if I need a drink of water, am I gonna get less hydrated than if I wasn't resisting it?
I hope that's not how it works.
Yeah. But
then again, in these kind of like in this setting of this game, I feel like they don't drink water; they just drink booze.
Yeah, true.
It's all they do.
All right,
they're like Viking / pirate / whatever else.
It's really weird that
historical figures
that came out around the same time as Sea of Thieves beta came out, and all everyone's doing in both those games is drinking grog out of giant flagons.
Tankards,
that's it.
It's just revealing the true nature of gamers everywhere, I think.
Yeah. Pirates.
Fucking same. I mean, we were in a fucking pirate bar the other night. I remind you, getting very drunk.
Mm. Were we?
At least in my case.
Where was that? Was I there?
I blacked out.
You were there.
Was it a pirate theme bar?
It was a pirate theme bar.
Well, loosely pirate themed.
Yeah, very loosely.
I was disappointed as to how little pirate theme there was.
Huh. Yeah. So much so, I didn't even notice it.
Weird.
Hints in the
name, but go on.
All the food also boosts your health.
Great.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's always a bonus, right?
Do I get like quicker healing on that? Quicker health regen? Is that?
I think it just gives you like extra health on top of what you currently have.
All right.
So if you're shitty, you have like 20 plus health.
Great. So I'm just a little bit more like it's another more like resilience level or something like that.
It sounds like it's a hangover cure. We've just invented a very good hangover cure.
Sure. Great.
Especially if a bunch of cats get to make my food for me.
Fuck
and then,
if I could train my cats to make my food.
Fuck yeah.
It probably wouldn't taste very good.
What did you name your cat? Palico?
Fox.
Noise.
Just like my real fox.
Flip.
Noise.
You?
Chris Long.
Doxed.
Chris is a very good friend of ours.
All right. Wow. I think it's time for our third game.
Yeah.
Third game.
We need to take a very quick break and then we'll get to it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's not going to work at all.
No.
And we're back for the third game of this podcast.
The final game.
The final game. Alex, what'd you bring?
Hello. I've brought the video game Bayonetta.
Oh, yeah?
The character, Bayonetta.
From the video game Bayonetta.
From the video game Bayonetta.
That's funny. Which Bayonetta?
All of them.
Not one. Pick one.
The first one.
Liv's fucking laying down the lore.
Yeah, really. Just laying in. She does hair stuff in that game.
Gross.
The hair is like, gross. The hair is her clothes.
Hey, I do hair stuff. Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah, okay. You do that though. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like the hair is my clothes.
Yeah.
Not her hair, my hair is my clothes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it seems to happen a lot.
Sometimes I feel like Cam's hair is my clothes because it's everywhere.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
That was the joke. Good one. That was good. Awesome.
There you go.
I got you.
But she wears her hair as clothes,
uh-huh.
But then she also does like giant attacks with her hair and it comes off her body.
Uh-huh.
And like she can use her hair to like punch things in the face real hard.
What happens to her body?
She's naked under there.
Like actual
like
naked?
Like actual straight up naked.
Did you get 100%
real naked? 100%
naked.
I need to Google this.
Titties.
Yeah.
Why are those titties out though?
Why not?
I don't know. Because so, she's naked.
So how
I don't see why someone would want to fight naked. Like, that's the most uncomfortable
it doesn't,
thing.
Like, it's not very long. It's is while she's perky? Doing the attack. It's like yeah. She does the attack, the hair, like, leaves her body, punches the enemy in the face, and then comes back on her
yeah,
body.
Yeah, that moment of unsupportiveness yeah. is
speaking
not
of, like, you, Olivia,
yes.
as a human being,
yes.
could pull off one mighty fine Bayonetta cosplay.
Verified.
Shit. Slam
yeah.
that shit.
I'm taking notes right now.
Yeah, write that down. You have stilettos that are also guns.
That new video game is coming out very shortly.
Yeah. In fact, the re-release so is this month on
yeah.
the Switch. One,
yeah.
one and two?
Yeah.
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 It's
a very good game,
it's
too.
I have a Bayonetta amiibo.
Yeah. It's made by the guy who did Devil May Cry, so it's very, very similar gameplay. But it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I Liv's now looking up pictures of the character Bayonetta.
Nice. Huh?
And as you can see...
I'm in.
Yeah, as you can see.
So like, that outfit you're looking at just there is her hair.
That's her hair.
No.
Yeah.
So she's
yeah.
a witch.
Yeah, she's a bullet witch.
She's a bullet witch. My apologies.
Damn.
Yeah.
And bullet witches be all about
she's thirsty as fuck.
Those damn. Tickle bitties. And as well as the outfits. So yeah. So whenever you do like a super move and you get your combo up, lift, put it away.
I'm listening.
Whenever you do super move, a giant your hair transforms into a giant dragon and goes into another dimension, and it's really good because the hair flicks around and a cutscene starts playing, and the hair as it flicks around creates a very good cover.
It does some censorship just of the right bits
for your good bits
or the wrong bits depending on where you stand.
Good.
Yeah.
So would you like that in real life?
Would you like that in real life? Your hair could just like lay falls out?
100%.
Yeah, see, there you go. I finally found one that Liv would like.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So am I a bullet witch now, or is it just I get the hair thing?
No, I think it's just the hair thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know like what other powers a bullet witch has, to be honest. But I did write down here hair stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah, fair.
It's mainly hair stuff. You can wear your hair as clothes, and you know, you have... prehensile hair, I guess.
Prehensile hair, like that means for the layman. I mean, I know what prehensile means, but for people listening at home who probably
monkeys have prehensile tails, so they can control their tails to do stuff for them, like a limb.
Yep.
So your hair would be like, you know,
a limb,
a big hive-minded limb.
That's awesome. Fucking awesome.
Like Medusa, do stuff
totally. Like, well, like Medusa, but less stone.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't cut my hair. One.
<Well. laughs> Yeah, I wish my hair was longer.
Does it work for my pubic hair?
No.
Alex, why?
No.
Does Bayonetta have pubic
hair? No. I mean, it depends on which illustrations you look at, whether they're official or not.
I've seen non-canon pubes on Bayonetta.
Oh, Christ, I haven't.
I haven't looked.
Yeah.
Neither.
Give me a moment.
Yeah, stop typing that in. But yeah.
I like it.
I feel like that's fairly straightforward.
It's very straightforward.
Yeah,
like the
cool.
applications are fairly like defense and
yeah. But I can control it, right? It's not. It's
oh, you totally have control over it.
It's not a sentient being like the giant demon that comes out eventually.
No.
Okay.
Cool. I got to assume that's Bayonetta like making her hair like do the form of a giant demon,
sure.
And like that's really intimidating for the giant demons she's killing or angels.
I
forget how that game works.
It's angels.
It's angels.
She's not an angel.
No, she's a bullet witch.
Where the fuck you been?
Yeah. No, I mean, she could be both.
What's her girlfriend's name? Does she have a girlfriend in the second one?
I want to say Trish, but it's not.
Super not Trish.
She's a girlfriend. Huh? It's better and better.
Yeah, it's Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2.
Nice.
Twice the witch.
I should play that.
Good.
It's very good.
I should play that.
I own both of them on the Wii U.
Yeah. So the second one only came out on the Wii U. First one came out on everything.
Okay.
And first one, the demo, I downloaded, burnt to a DVD, and that just worked. You could just play the burnt demo.
Do we have to cut that out of the podcast?
No. Okay, that was a totally legit thing you could do. The game, not so much. Uh-huh. I didn't play the first game until it came out on a console that I owned.
You sure?
No. Until it came out on Wii U. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm thinking about getting it on Switch. I might actually play them on the Switch.
Second one's great. Console. I got like halfway through it and it got to a boss that was so
fucking
hard.
Camera lives looking at pornography here.
That's not a denial, Olivia.
That's a Bayonetta.
That's a cosplay.
That's accurate.
That's what I thought when you.
No. Well,
see, I feel like you guys actually have the hair to do pull this shit off,
flicking it back.
Her hair is really long.
Hair, and now I kind of don't. But
she's got really straight hair though.
But you know what would be really convenient? Not having to actually just figure out what I want to wear in the morning. I'm like, I'm good.
And then you're just sexy all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck nice.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I feel like you could reconfigure your clothes to look whatever you want, as long as it's like a onesie.
Oh, because you're controlling your hair.
It's a one-piece bodysuit. But then, if you want to like show off a little bit of extra skin today, hello.
I'm a little bit chunkier than I would appreciate for in a bodysuit all the time.
Oh, so. Same.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Might not be that good.
Could I just make it tighter around the soft, flabby bits?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I guess so.
Suck it in.
Yeah, suck it in. Just can I wear my hair like a girdle? What are we talking about?
She wears coats. You put clothes over your hair. It's fine. That would be cool because then, you'd have a really nice coat on, go up to some cute boy, and then take off all your clothes underneath the coat without taking the coat off. Cameron, seducing men.
I'm not sure you know how men work, Cameron.
The right way.
Oh. I didn't know you felt like this.
Well, it'll work on me. Anyway, this is part of the show where we have to decide which game power from tonight is your favorite.
All right.
As always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Div's not going first.
So, very quick recap. We had Guitar Hero. What if plastic guitars were real?
Mm.
Monster Hunter with the food boosts.
Yeah, plastic guitars are real.
Yeah, I know, but what if they were real?
What if magical guitars were real?
And Bayonetta, the first, I guess.
Yeah.
Hair stuff.
I mean, you want to put a little bit more?
That's what's written down here.
Well,
no, hair stuff is fine. Everyone understands.
If you didn't get it, rewind the podcast. Listen to it again and tell your friends.
Yeah, I don't know how you got here without listening to the other bit before this.
Liv.
Yes.
Hair stuff?
100% hair stuff.
Nice.
I want to wake up in the morning and be a sexy lady and then cover myself.
And be a pirate? I don't
know. Be a pirate.
Liv, Misa want hair stuff too. All about it.
Don't want to be Jar Jar Binks though.
No.
If we could have one without the other, that'd be fucking fantastic.
Did I just fucking quote Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, you said Misa.
And this is the last episode of Cold Talk.
With Cameron in it. Yeah, never mind.
Alex.
So you want hair stuff as well?
Oh yeah.
Fucking yes. I got one, boys. Got one. Hype. Hair stuff.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I can't pick hair stuff.
No, you can't pick
hair. I'm really good at Guitar Hero.
Nice. Good. Awesome.
I didn't say that was my pick.
I feel like mine would have been the best.
So what are you gonna pick, Alex?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
all right,
nice.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. Why would I not pick it?
That's really good.
I also really like Liv's
mine's more practical, I guess.
Yours is very practical, but I'm all about wank rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I've seen it.
I'll take this loss.
Holy crap.
And that's going to do it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Cameron. Evening.
Thanks, Cam.
No worries.
Thanks, JLo.
If you enjoyed the show, feel free to give us a follow on twitch.tv/clickysticks, where we stream video games every Tuesday and Thursday. And you can follow the crew on Twitter at clickysticks.com/crew. Everyone's in one feed there, so we made it all easy for you. Or if you just want to support the show, you can start by telling a friend. Every little interaction like that helps us make more cool content.
Oh. I like making stuff.
Yeah, same.
I'm working on stuff right now.
Nice.
And loving it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, Alex.
No, thank you, Cam. We did this already.
Thanks.
Thanks, Liv.
And thanks, JLo.
Thanks.
And I've been Cam.
Thanks.
And we'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
T. Hanks. Thanks.
No.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.